It's uncomfortable, it's painful, and yet sometimes it's necessary, because it's right. Letting someone go will never feel easy, and I think it even shouldn't. But as a leader, you owe your people two things: clarity in the message and humanity in your delivery. Welcome to the Lightwolf podcast today. My name is Stefan, and I'm your podcast host. And this Lightwolf podcast is your podcast for leading with impact. It's my pleasure you're here. Today, we are talking about one of the hardest tasks any leader can face: letting someone go. It's uncomfortable. It's painful. And yet, sometimes it's necessary. Because it's right. It's right for the company. It's right for the team. And sometimes even for the person affected. The question is, how can you, as a leader, handle this moment with both clarity and humanity? In this episode today, I'm going to share with you a few of the key challenges that I perceive leaders face when letting someone go, and my best tips on how to do this with impact, with the impact you want. So let's talk about the challenges first. During my corporate career, I worked in three different companies. A terrific company in consumer goods, Procter & Gamble, a terrific company in telecommunications, T-Mobile, and a terrific beer company at the time, SAB Miller. So I've 25 years of experience there. And since then, I worked in two startups that I helped create my own, and in with many other clients, for example, where with 11,000 people, we've worked on leadership topics, also practicing real conversations, including this one, letting someone go. And across all these years, I've seen a lot. And here I'm trying to condense what I think is most helpful for you. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you feel it's valuable to you. So the key challenges I see start with you as the one leading the conversation, letting someone go, you and your own emotions. Depending on your context, your personality, your personal values, however well prepared you are, however right the decision is, you may feel guilt, pity, sadness, or even fear of confrontation before this conversation. And if you don't have your own emotions well under control, they will show and they risk to confuse the conversation. So just expect it to be an emotional conversation, also for yourself, and prepare for your emotions to be present and to be tangible, but to not get in the way of clarity and impact. Yeah. So I think your own emotions may be one of the challenges to deal with. A second one is all about balance. And I think leadership is many things. Leadership can be liberating. It can be euphoric. It can unleash growth far beyond what people think they themselves think is possible. But it can also be challenging. It can be tough, right? Doing the right thing sometimes is uncomfortable. And here in this moment, when you let someone go, you need to balance two things: clarity and empathy. And observing these conversations when we practice the conversation to let someone go in our leadership trainings with clients, here is one of the things we repeatedly observed. It's the fact that leaders often fall into one of two traps: the axe or the cotton candy. What do I mean with that? Sometimes when people practice these conversations with us, they are too blunt. They focus only on the business side, like wielding an axe. They completely focus on the thing, the clarity, the directness, without remembering that they are not leading a machine. they are leading a human being, right? So that's the one trap that leaders sometimes fall into. The other trap that leaders sometimes fall into is to soften the blow. And to soften the blow so much that the message becomes blurred, like cotton candy. Yes, there is a hard core. There is a hard stick in the middle. And it's hidden in a cloud of fluff. And that is not helpful for anyone. It's not fair to the person affected. And it's not effective for you as a leader, right? And it has happened. I've heard of many people who 6 times in a row feel that they are in a feedback conversation getting some suggestions, while the 7th time HR is sitting next to them and they are told they are fired. Now, this may be also because of selective listening on the part of those people listening. But oftentimes it also has to do with cotton candy. And I think this is unfair. So this is what I think you and I and every leader needs to balance in these moments. Clarity and empathy. And there is another challenge that we also need to be aware of. That's the ripple effect on the entire team. Maybe on your country, maybe on your entire company. A dismissal is never just a one-to-one event. The entire team observes how you as a leader handle the situation. If you do it poorly, trust suffers quickly and far beyond the one person effective. If you do it well, if you do it effectively and with dignity and pride intact, trust will grow. You will send a signal that you as a leader are obliged and you are prepared to do what's right for the company. But you're also doing it in a way that is respectful and preserves people's pride and personal dignity when that's necessary to separate from someone. So that is a third challenge that I observe that people sometimes struggle with. It's the ripple effect it has on the entire team and how you handle the situation. That's why I personally find it so important that clear, honest feedback is given regularly. A dismissal should never, ever come as a surprise. You ensure this by regularly giving your employees clear, honest feedback about where they stand, on how well or not so well their performance and results match the goals and the expectations of the company. A dismissal should never come as a surprise. And here, a quick, simple poll. In your company, do dismissals come as a surprise? Yes or no? Please take a moment now to click your answer in the poll attached. Thank you. And now let's move towards my tips for you. A few practical tips for letting people go. Tip number one. Prepare thoroughly and create clarity. Don't improvise. Plan exactly what you will say, particularly in your first 1 or 2 sentences. Your introduction to this conversation needs to be unmistakably clear and on point. Be precise, respectful, yet direct. Let me give you a hypothetical example. Quote, I have to inform you today that we are ending your employment as of date X. Unquote. So with such a statement, you're first creating clarity. And then you may explain. But please use this first tip. Prepare thoroughly and create clarity. Some people find it easy to do so. Others find this hard. If you feel it hard, particularly these first couple of sentences, one idea for you could be to just ask a person of your trust in your company, a person in your environment who you really trust, to keep it confidential, that you practice particularly this introduction, these first couple of sentences, a few times until you're confident, until you're calm, until you're cool, calm and collected, and you feel prepared to provide the clarity that's required. So tip number one, prepare thoroughly and create clarity. Tip two, be human. Show empathy. Particularly when we let people go, we need to remember that we are not leading machines. We are leading humans. We are leading people. Humans have emotions. So show empathy. Yeah? Because after clarity comes empathy. Recognize the human being in front of you. And do not only listen to what they say. Use all your senses. Use your eyes. Use your ears. Feel their body language. So perceive what they mean with all your senses. And give them space. Give them space for their own reactions. Listen. Don't argue. Show that you care about the person, even if you won't change the decision. Yeah? So tip number two, be human and show empathy. And tip three, end with dignity and support the transition to whatever comes next. End with dignity and support the transition. One idea could be, assuming the person is open for it and appreciates it, that you create a dignified moment of farewell. For example, with a 5 or 10 minute announcement, or with creating a small occasion, either one-to-one or with a wider audience. Maybe you even invite for a farewell dinner. That gives you the opportunity to genuinely and authentically acknowledge the contribution of the departing employee. He or she will have added a lot of value, maybe over a long period of time. Appreciate it specifically and honestly and authentically. Then offer concrete help. For example, provide references, provide career advice, provide financial support and specific recommendations for placement programs, if available and if your company is ready to finance them. And you might have even further ideas. But this shows you are not just cutting ties. You're not just cutting a relationship. You intend to keep the relationship and just help the other person create a new beginning. The departing employee may be very grateful, and your team and everyone around you in the company will notice this too. So net, three tips for letting people go. One, prepare thoroughly and create clarity. Two, be human, show empathy. And three, end the relationship with dignity and support the transition. Letting someone go will never feel easy, and I think it even shouldn't. But as a leader, you owe your people two things: clarity in the message and humanity in your delivery. So here is the Lightwolf challenge of the week. If you ever face this situation, prepare. Prepare one sentence of a clear truth and facts and one gesture of genuine empathy. That balance will carry you through this challenging conversation. I hope you found at least one thought, one idea that inspired you to lead in these moments that are not that easy, to lead in these moments with the impact you want. I hope you found the episode helpful, and if so, feel free to share it with your colleagues who might face similar challenges once in a while. Please feel free to subscribe to this Lightwolf podcast and you'll never miss an episode. And as always, go forward and please lead with courage and clarity. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time and see you soon. Take care. Your Stefan.